darlings. You're all very welcome to the Gratitude Attitude podcast. I am your host, Miss Anna O'Connor. And this is the podcast where we talk all things manifestation, law of attraction, and just generally bettering ourselves, or trying to anyway. Because we're all just trying, myself included. We're all just on this journey of life together. Little ups and downs, and such is life. But sometimes it's nice to know you're not on your own. I'm here too. And so are all the rest of my listeners. So there's so many people in the same boat. And if you're listening, you were definitely part of my tribe. And I love it. So thank you for listening wherever you are. And thank you again for all the lovely messages I've had this week from people. My listenership is going up and up and up every week. And that is all I want, is just to spread the word. And yeah, that is it. Thank you so much. Anyway, I hope you're having a lovely, lovely week so far. We are in the middle of Hot Girl Spring at the moment. It is Hot Girl teeming out of the heavens outside, but we remain hopeful because, you know, hopefully when you're listening to this next Monday, the sun will be shining, because I see that there is a forecast. There is a good forecast on the way. So yes, hopefully the weather is going to get better. But if not, we don't worry about the weather here, do we? We look, try to look at the bright side. Isn't it great that the grass is being fed and the, I don't know, whatever. There's loads of positives we can take out of the rain. But yes, this week, what was I up to this week? So this week I'm kind of all over the place with Easter. And I know Easter's well over, but I kind of took the mick out of Easter and took the whole 2 weeks. You'd swear I had small kids out of school or something. I don't. But I was up and down the road to Donegal. I was in Donegal last week. Do you know what? I did a couple of weeks in Donegal and I loved it. I love Donegal. But myself and Patrick have never spent so much time together. And I love spending time with Patrick, don't get me wrong. But you know what? Kind of, I think it's nicer when, I'm saying this all with love, but it's nice when you can, when, like, I'm used to missing him. We are normally like long distance, don't see each other for a few days, then see each other. It's also lovely. Whereas when you're there for a whole week, it's just like, I don't know, housewife vibes. And I've been there. I've been that housewife. I've never been married, but I have been in long-term relationships that you live with someone. And I was thinking, you know what, what's the big, there's no big rush here. I like our little long distance. I like, you know, do you know, he's busy up there and I'm not as well. And we all need purpose, you know. So sometimes you can get into your own head a bit when you're not busy. So after a few days, I was like, okay, I liked this, but time to come home. So yeah, I am home, had a lovely time, but I don't know, will I be doing an extended version of Donegal again for a while? Maybe like a few days is enough. And what did they say? Just like, not small doses. I absolutely love it. I sound like I'm giving out now, but I'm just like, kind of like my own thing as well. So it's all good. It's nice to have a little bit of both. And I enjoyed it, but I think I kind of overdid it. And we can all do that. But home now anyway, in my little apartment, loving life, back recording my podcast. And yeah, all is good. And yeah, housewife vibes are off now this week. I'm flat out running my businesses. Flat out. Do you know what I'm doing actually? I'm doing the doing. That's what I'm going to talk about this week. I am in the middle of practicing with the band that I used to be in. Because I'm like, do you remember last week I spoke about, if you haven't listened to last week's, go back and listen. It's all about being in your flow and doing what you love. And I realised, being in my flow, I'm so in my flow when I'm playing music and when I'm in, you know, and I stopped that because that was my, I suppose that was my job before the pandemic. I was a singer in a band. And then I felt like, oh, I'm a businesswoman now. I can't do that kind of, I'm too busy for that. But no, I'm not actually too busy for that. I can give some time to, you know, what did one of the lads in the band say to me? Plugging into your subconscious mind. And that's what it is. Writing a song or playing a song, I am in my subconscious. So I am literally, as we speak, I've just taken a break. Connor's gone down home to cook a bit of food. He's one of the lads that owns the band. And literally, like, all of us are in different businesses now. We have different things going on. But it's nice to just click back in to it and enjoy it. And it's just a nice little thing to do for the evening. But yeah, I am, yeah, I'm back practicing with the band. And you know what? I was like so ruling everything out in my head. Like, oh, that's my whole life. Maybe it's not my whole life. Maybe I will do a bit of gigging. Maybe I will do a few. Maybe you'll see me in a venue near you sometime soon. Because I do love the entertaining. I enjoy it. I don't know. We're just jamming now. They call it jamming when you're a musician. But anyway, I don't even know where that comes out of. But we're jamming at the moment. We're enjoying it. It's grand. But I'm like, don't be ruling anything out. Who knows? I might, like, because I used to play a lot of weddings, a lot of like corporate events during the day. We do like drinks receptions for weddings. I don't really see myself running around at 3 o'clock in the morning now, coming home from a wedding in Dublin or whatever. But I would see myself maybe doing drinks receptions. So, you know, just because I like it and I love it. And sure, you know, what's wrong with it? So, yeah, it might be something. Watch this space. I'm not happy unless I have 40 things going on. Now I want another band. But anyway, we'll just leave it at the practicing for the moment. But I am doing the doing, as I said to you last week. Do what it is that you can plug into your unconscious mind, that you can feel in flow. And that's why I'm doing it. I'm doing what I said I would do this week. What else did I do? Myself and Patrick went to the K Club actually on Saturday for a little night away. Saturday night. Never go away on a Saturday night actually. So it was unusual. Oh my God, I couldn't believe the deal we got. The K Club is a 5-star hotel and it is bougie now. It's a little bit boomy, as in, I don't know, you know what I mean if you go there. It's a boom hotel, but it is gorgeous, right? And you know what I like about it? There's fireplaces everywhere. It's old school, you know, fires everywhere, real cozy. Food was lovely. Really, really nice. Rooms were old. I love that. I like that if I'm going to a hotel. I don't really want a modern hotel. I'm more into old if I'm going away somewhere. I'm not sure I'd buy a house like that, but I like it when I'm, you know, on a break. But yeah, if you do think to go to the K Club, it is a lovely break. And it's not too far from Dublin. It's not too far from here. It's a lovely area. But also, I got a great deal. Booked through their website. So this is not an ad. But yeah, if you were thinking of going, I would recommend it. And also I would recommend booking through their website. I think I got it for, I think on bookings.com it was like €460. And I got it for €260 on a Saturday night with breakfast. I actually don't think that was too bad. So yeah, if you are looking for a nice little bougie night away, it's probably cheaper midweek. So there you go. Anyway, that's my tip of the week for if you did want a night away in a bougie hotel, the K Club. I was flat out looking for Pippa O'Connor's house. I know she lives there. So yeah, it's really nice. There's lots of houses. I suppose I was thinking, like, if you were into golf and stuff, like it's a massive golf course. Wouldn't it be lovely if you were older and you lived on a golf course? You just get up and you go to the main house for a nice coffee and, you know, it is a bougie life, but not for me just yet. I need another 40 years under my belt. But yeah, that was absolutely gorgeous. So definitely recommend that. Also, what else? Oh yeah, I was chatting to a friend of mine yesterday and I was like, I'm going to say this in the pod. And I don't think she'll mind me saying, and you know what? I won't tell you who it is. You wouldn't know anyway, but I won't tell you. But I was chatting to her yesterday and she had her gallbladder out, right? This girl is like so active. We were always doing exercise together and et cetera, et cetera. And she just said to me, Anna, I will never complain about real life again. So she's really sick after painkillers and, you know, she had a few bad, bad days. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I'll just switch that off. I'm not actually going to stop and start my pod because, it just gets too confusing. Anyway, sorry about my phone. But yeah, she was saying that basically she just cannot believe how she took for granted being well. And now she was only sick, bear in mind, for, you know, maybe a week max. She's like, Anna, I will never complain again. And it is something I wanted to say here because you know yourself. Think to when you're like sick with, if you're sick with a flu or anything like that, you are just like, you would do anything just to be well. You're not worried about the rest of the stuff that's going on in your life. You're literally just worried about, just getting better. Sorry about that. My phone kept ringing, so I had to actually pause it. So hopefully I'm back and we're all good. But anyway, your health is your wealth. And that is the main thing. And that's what I've learned from this week from chatting to my friend who was unwell. We know it, but we don't know. We don't really appreciate it until something goes wrong. So yeah, we need to be just grateful for if we do have your health. And if you don't have your health, you do know what I'm talking about. Because, you know, normal life ain't so bad, is it? When you're healthy. And that is the main thing. What else am I doing this week? So yeah, I have been since January doing the doing, as I say, and I have been training. So I have a half marathon coming up in July. Now, just in case it's your first time listening to this podcast, I'm not I would never have said I'm a runner. I would just be like, oh, I'm not able for that. I downloaded an app. I followed the app to a T. And I just I feel so empowered. I have been doing the doing. And this weekend, I am doing my first 10K in this training, if you get me. So I've trained for a 10K. And once the 10K is over, I will be hitting for my half marathon. I have 12 weeks out into the half marathon. And I'll be following the app to a T and doing that training. I am so proud of myself. And it's okay to be proud of yourself. Because, you know, we're devils for not being proud of ourselves. I am so proud. I have done the doing. And that is what I want to talk to you about this week. Are we doing the doing? And I have done the doing. The little steps. I've gone out in the rain. I've ran. I ran when I couldn't run. I ran with my shitty pennies runners when I didn't have nice runners and I didn't have any of the running gear. I just did it. And then now I have like the fancy Asics runners and I have a little clip from my phone. And now I look like a runner. But I didn't start off looking like a runner. You know, it takes a while to get into it. And you have to just do it because you'll always find reasons not to do it. But yeah, I am doing the doing. I'm doing my 10K in... So it'll be done by the time you listen to this podcast. That will be in Phoenix Park on Sunday, and I'm really, really excited. So yeah, I am proud of myself, and think of what you have done since January and what you can be proud of, because sometimes we're just all go, what can we do? Goals, goals, goals. But what have you actually already done that you can be, you know, just proud of yourself? Sometimes we look forward too much and we don't look back and we don't pat ourselves on the back. I've gone from being able to run for about 3 minutes to now doing a 10K within like from January, and it's all the little steps. And as I said, you have to look after yourself in the bad months. You know, back in January, I was thinking of the July me, and we're getting there. It's coming. It's only 12 weeks out now. So yeah, you have to always think of future you. So even if you hadn't been doing anything since January, is there something you can do now for future you? For you in August, for you in September? Maybe you could sign up for half marathon in September, you know? It's just, or a 10K or a 5K. Anything is better than nothing. And it's just nice to get empowered and do something for yourself. It's so, so important. But yes, so that is this Sunday, and I'm just absolutely delighted with myself. What else? So yeah, that is all really that I've been up to this week, which is plenty. I was a housewife. I went to the K Club. I've done a bit of work. I've practiced my music. It's all go really. But you know, the thing is as well, like, you might be listening here and you might have small kids, or you might be very busy, have a job that you're working 40, 50 hours a week. I have created a life for myself through the businesses. I've manifested time for myself so I can do all these things. So don't be beating yourself up if you don't. Because actually, having time isn't all it's cracked up to be. Like, my son has grown up now. No, he's not moved out. I'm manifesting. No, I'm not manifesting that. But anyway, my son has grown up now and he doesn't need me as much. And my businesses have got to a stage that they don't need me because I wanted to get them there. We all crave this magic free time. And let me tell you, like I was telling you, I had a bit of a lull in January. I had a lull because I hadn't enough purpose. Like, you know, sometimes we think that having nothing to do is a really big goal and it's not. I'm now creating other things. I'm now trying to, you know, work on TV. I'm trying to do my podcast. I'm getting back into the band. Sitting at home, my arse is no, I've no interest in that. And that is when you overthink things, and that's when you get into a rut. So if you don't have time for all this stuff I do be talking about, don't be beating yourself up. It doesn't mean I'm any happier than you, and it doesn't. Sometimes just a fulfilling life can be very, very simple, and it is the simple things that make you happy. And sometimes it's just purpose. So I had a little stage there where I felt I didn't have purpose. And, you know, I might have had the businesses and all, but I didn't have purpose in each day. And I didn't like it. And I got myself out of it by, you know, getting out of the rut. And there is a podcast, a few podcasts ago, but I had to take action and I had to go and, you know, sign up for a half marathon, start my podcast again, you know, get a little bit of me going, what lights my fire, playing the music. Because, yeah, like having time in your hands is honestly not all it's cracked up to be. So don't be, if you're sitting at home and you haven't time to do all what I'm saying, don't be jealous is all I'm saying. It's not all greener, I promise you that. And your time will come too, and your children will be grown up and you'll be missing them too. So yeah, it happens. And you know, I suppose I have a little bit probably of empty nest syndrome, you know, because my son is grown up. So yeah, that's a little insight into reality for me. But yeah, anyway, we're not going to go all doom and gloom. I am lucky and I am happy and life is good. But yeah, so that's what I want to talk about this week. Are you actually doing the work? Or are you just listening to the pod and you're not actually going away and doing it? Are you saying, nothing has changed for me. I haven't manifested anything. Why doesn't manifesting work? Or why doesn't the law of attraction work for me? Are you, because the law of attraction, action is the main word. Well, not really, but it is. It's the main, it is the step. So you have the gratitude. We spoke about that 2 weeks ago. But action, key. So are you actually doing the work? Now, don't just go, yeah. Have a little think. Are you? Like even things like, I had to stop myself doing, like, I was watching murder YouTube things. You know, like, you know those murder, oh, they're not called murder, but true crime. Loving true crime. Going to sleep every night watching true crime and watching people being murdered by their husbands. Is that going to raise my vibration and bring me to a better place and help manifest? No. So I had to give it up, you know, because like I could do it, but it's just going to slow my manifestations. And I know it is because it's lowering my vibe. So, yeah, are you doing the doing? Are you doing things to actually bring yourself back a little bit? And that's what I felt, say, for example, with that. It wasn't really good for me. I'll watch it now the odd time, but I try not to do it every single night. Watching that every single night is not really good for you. And are you doing something that, you know, you're doing it all the time, that's, it's not good for the vibe? You know, like, really pull yourself back now and think, is everything you're doing actually a positive for you? Because let's pick the things that aren't and let's, you know, try pull back on them a little bit. What are you reading? Are you reading? Reading is one now I'm like, I do fall off the wagon a lot. I do. And I'd love to be a reader. And I at the moment I am reading a really good book called The Gift. And it's all very positive. It's all about the law of attraction, basically. As far as I can see, anything like that, usually self-development, it really boils down to being grateful and the law of attraction. But that's what it's about. But yeah, it's taken me ages to read it. So yeah, what are we reading? Are you reading stuff that's no good for you? Are you watching the news a lot? Are you reading the newspapers? Negative. What you let in will fester. Like, your mind can only think one thing at a time, basically. Well, it probably can think loads of things. But, you know, if you start going down, oh my God, so sad, this happened, watching the news, reading the paper, that's not actually good for manifesting, okay? Like, call a spade a spade. So I know it's a bit ignorant of me, but I kind of stopped watching the news because I'm like, sure. I actually kind of stopped during COVID because I felt everybody was just so down and out. And I just have a little panic attack every time I watch the news and the Taoiseach coming on telling us everything was going to fall apart. So I stopped. And I'm so glad I did. And I haven't really gone back to it. So I do live in blissful ignorance, to be honest, most of the time. But that keeps my vibration higher and happier and in a better place. So yeah, what are you watching? What are you consuming? What are you reading? What are you watching on the TV? All of that affects our manifesting. All of that affects our vibe. And, you know, it's okay if you want to do it, but don't wonder why it's not working for you, because that could be the reason, you know. Maybe we're filling our heads with stuff that's not positive. So I have a few things written down here. So like 10 questions to kind of ask yourself to, like, are we doing the actual work? So here we go. So what are my long-term aspirations and what steps can I take today to move closer to achieving them? So like, yeah, what are your long-term goals? Do you actually know what your goals are? And we've spoke about this before and we don't want to speak about it again, but we will. Do you know where you're going? Because you cannot manifest and you cannot get what you want if you don't know what it is you want. Like, it's as simple as that. You can just go around saying your life is shit and you don't, nothing works out for you. But what do you want to work out? What is it that you want? And if you want to go back to the episode 1 and 2 and 3, like, go back, have a listen. I speak about, and I'm like, I'm a pure baby in episode 1, 2 and 3. I'm so nervous. I'm so like not in my flow. But what I say, I still stick with it. You need to know where it is you're going. Because if you don't know where it is you're going, how are you going to get there? You wouldn't just walk out the door of your hotel and expect to land in a really nice restaurant, say if you're on holidays. You know, you'd look it up first, you'd put it into the maps and you'd follow the map to get there. You'd take the steps to get there. You have to do the same thing with your life. We cannot just go around blindly. And it's actually something I need to sit down and do again, because I sat down for maybe 3-4 years ago and wrote out, and how I did it was, and again, I talk about this in older episodes, but how I did it was I basically put myself forward 5 years. So at the time it was December 2024. So it's coming up. And I basically wrote out my ideal day, and I went wild now. I was really, really went wild with it. And I have manifested an awful lot of that, if not all of it, to be honest, if I sat back and really read what I wrote out. But I pretended it was present tense. And that was 3 or 4 years ago. So that's what you need to do tonight. You need to sit down. You need to imagine your perfect day, and you need to write it down. And maybe some of you, I'd say a lot of you have already done this if you're listening to the Law of Attraction. But that is something you need to, and that's something even from me talking to you, I realize I need to go do that again, because I have manifested everything. The year is nearly, the 5 years are nearly up, and I don't know where it is I want to be in another five. So I'm not doing the doing either. And this podcast is good for me, making me realize I'm not doing the doing. I'm not tuned into what I want in the next 5 years, because I kind of got what I wanted. And then you're like, oh, what's next? So yeah, I'm going to do that exercise, and I'm going to write out, it is, what day is today? It's the 11th of April. I'm going to write the 11th of April, 2029. What age will I be? I will be, oh my God, do I even want to know? 44 years old. I'm 39 now, so I'll be 44. And I'm going to write out what my perfect day looks like when I'm 44 years old. And I then am going to start taking steps to get there. So we all need to do it, and we all need to know where we're going. Because if we don't know where we're going, how are we going to get there? So yeah, sit down, write out the goals, the long term, the short term, but actually imagine your perfect day in the present, or in the present tense, but in the future, if you get me. Are you learning new things and gaining skills to improve yourself? So yeah, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. Are you actually doing the doing? Are you, like, I want to work in TV. I want to do more with my podcast. I love presenting. I love entertaining. So then I went and took action, and I did a course in media. So that then helped me manifest the next step, which is, you know, I mentioned to you that I want to work in TV, and I'm chatting to people in TV at the moment. So hopefully I will get that step, but I'm going to do the work. I'm going to send the emails. I'm going to send the show reels out. I have to take the action. So are you actually learning new things? Are you gaining the skills to get to where it is you want to be? How are you managing your time and energy? And do you actually focus on what matters? Because we're all devils for this. We think we're doing it, but we're really sitting on our phones scrolling. Feckin' phones have to go. I'm telling you, plug your phone in across the room. I've said this 400 times. This podcast is like a repeat of all my old podcasts. But plug your phone in across the room. If I can give you any advice, that's it. Do not get into bed with that phone, because it is a devil. It will take up half your life, and you won't actually be focusing on what matters. Get into bed and read a book, and, you know, write out your goals. How are you managing your time and energy? Yeah, we've been through that. Do you bounce when things don't bounce back when things don't go as planned? Yeah. Like, are you resilient? Because a lot of the time things will not go as planned. Things won't go perfectly planning for me. And I kind of got cocky lately, been like, oh, everything works out. And you have to have that attitude, but also you have to be ready, and you have to be okay. You are okay no matter what. And if things don't work out, it's the universe's way of showing you that wasn't for you and something else is for you. And not everything will be roses all the time. Okay? It's not for me. It won't be for you. It won't be for everybody else. Are you open to feedback and using feedback to get better? I'm kind of a bit, I don't know. Do I like feedback? That's probably something I need to work on. I need it because it's good for me. But like tonight now, we were going through songs that I'd written, and I got my backup. I'm just thinking there, being honest, I got my backup because Con was like, I know the songwriter and he could help you write that song better. And I was like, how dare you? No, he didn't say it like that. He was trying to be nice, but I'm like, excuse me, my song's perfect. No. I am not the most perfect songwriter in the world. If I was, I'd be writing songs for Beyonce, and I haven't seen Beyonce hit me up. I haven't seen an email from her anyway. So he's right. And he was just trying to give me feedback, nice feedback. And am I letting it? So are you able for feedback? Maybe you're better than I am. And I'm like, look, this is making me aware as well. I might need to work on that a little bit and taking advice and actually doing the doing, because, you know, don't get our backup. No one out to get us. And, there's, you know, usually feedback can be constructive and it's all good. So, yeah, we have to be able to take it. And so do I, which I'm not. But my song's perfect. No, it's not. Do you believe that you can grow and learn from mistakes? Like, yeah, again, that's the thing. We all make mistakes. Things go wrong. So if things are going wrong for you at the moment, or things have, or you've made a mistake, or you've said the wrong thing, Jesus, we can't all be perfect. You know, you can learn from those things. Another one is like, are you open to opportunity? So maybe the universe is giving you things and you're afraid to take them. So if something comes up that might be different or might be an opportunity but seems a little bit hard, or don't just automatically say no. That I have learned big time over the last few years is take opportunities when they come. Or like explore them at least. Do not shut it down if it seems like... Like when the opportunity to buy my second salon came up, I really wasn't in a position, if I'm honest, to buy a second salon. But I didn't say, no, that's not for me. Sorry, I keep having to pause here because my phone is never as busy as it is when I'm trying to record a podcast. And my son is at the races in Limerick and... Oh yeah, I had empty nest syndrome a minute ago. Now he's ringing me for a lift home. He's a few drinks in him and he can't get out of Limerick. So that is where I am off to. So at least I have a little bit of purpose today. Anyway, back to where I was. We'll finish the pod and then we will head to Limerick to collect Danny. But yes, are you taking care of yourself physically, mentally and emotionally? So emotionally, you are listening to this podcast. So that is good for you, I hope. And mentally, it's good for you. Are you like physically getting out? And like, I feel like a walk is great for like physical and mental. And it's great for everything. Are you doing it? Or are you just talking about doing it? Are you thinking about, like, we have to get out of our own way, as I say, and actually do it. Throw on the tracksuit in the morning. Get up that half an hour earlier and do it. Like, are you actually looking after yourself? And I always go back to look after yourself like you're your own child. I wouldn't like to see my son up till 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, eating crap food, watching YouTube. But I used to do that. So I stopped doing that because I was like, no, well, would I let my child do that? No, I wouldn't. So why am I doing it? Why am I staying up till all hours? Why, you know, we have to take the action. I did. I used to stay up really late and I only got out of that habit in the last couple of years and it has made a massive difference to me. But that's because I was always in a band and I was up late, etc., etc. So yeah, I would say look at yourself like you are your own child. Would you let yourself, you know, not go for the walk, not do the physical exercise, etc., etc. So make sure you are taking care of yourself and believe in yourself, because I believe in you. And, you know, even when I started this journey, I had one friend all the time telling me that she believed in me. And that's all I needed. And I want you to know, I believe in you. And whatever it is you're thinking of doing, you can do it. There's ways and means to do everything. It's all about believing in yourself and having people believing in you. And so I believe in you. And yeah, just do it and get out your own way. And do you even, like, one thing you need to do as well, and I said it at the start of the podcast, is celebrate your wins. What have you done that is positive? Have you, you know, achieved small things? Celebrate those things before thinking, what else can I do? And why am I? And why is this not working? What has worked? And what is good? And what is good in your life? Focus on those things and the rest will come. I promise you, when it is right. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you did, I would really appreciate a like, a share. I don't know if you follow me on Spotify. But if the main thing I ask, if you could send it to one friend, that's all I ask. That helps to grow the podcast. Somebody that would enjoy it, someone that would get a lift from it. That would be mean so much to me because I don't have any sponsorship and I don't have any other way of sharing this only when you share it. And thank you so much for all of you who have shared it. If you give me a little share on Instagram, it is AnnaO'Connor26 at The Gratitude Attitude. And yeah, hit me up. Let me know if The Gratitude Attitude has helped you in any way at all. I love getting all your messages. I really, really, really appreciate them. And yeah, I hope you have a lovely, lovely week. And I hope when you are listening to this next Monday that the sun is shining and that hot girl spring has well and truly arrived, because we do, we absolutely deserve it. So yes, enjoy the rest of your week. Keep the head up, get out your own way and just do the doing this week. And be aware of what you are consuming, what you are watching. It all does make such a difference. So thanks again for listening and I will talk to you all next Monday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.